So I want to give a share tonight about the Inyan of Kriya, tearing, specifically regarding tearing when one sees the place of the former Beis Hamikdash Yerushalayim, right, of the Churban, Kriya. And specifically, its similarity to the Kriya of the Imo versus the Kriya of the Sharkrovim, of the other relatives. So we will see. Yeah, okay. So so specifically, there are various differentia, or differentiations, I should say, between the Kriya, which takes place for Avivimo, versus the Kriya takes place for Sharkrovim. And what we're going to do is, we'll see that it's a subject of Machlokas, Rambam, and Ravid, how similar the Kriya, which is on Beis Hamikdash, basically, is to Avivimo, and in what ways it resembles the Kriya on Sharkrovim. So that's basically the game plan here. So I think in order to begin, we should just look a little bit about Kriya, okay, by regular Avelos. By regular Avelos, that's Avelos Chadasha, on regular, you know, Avimo versus Shakrovim. So that's in Hilchos Evel, Perachas Halacha Beis. Okay, so it says like this. You'll see there's like five different things. Kama shira kera. How much do you have to rip? Tefach. In tefach. The inot sarach lahavdil sfasa baget. And you don't have to rip the edge of the baget. Okay, the edge. Okay. Maybe someone's background, someone can put on mute. So you don't have to rip the edge of the baget. Like the collar, you know, the edge. Because that, I guess, destroys it more or something. Umuta lo lekro b'kli, and you're allowed to use an, like a kli, like a knife, to cut it. V'yesh lo lekro b'fnim, shlo b'fni adam, and you could rip inside with not in front of people, like in private. Right, l'fikach yesh lo haknes yad lo b'fnim, v'koreya b'tzina, you could, maybe you should or you could stick your hand inside and like rip privately. And you only have to rip the upper garment. So if you're wearing various layers, you only have to rip your outer layer. Okay, you don't have to rip all the layers of clothing, just the outer layer. Right. Right, and then he said, Chol shiris mevel sekel lefnim. And balahachlev machlev, and you want to switch clothing, you can switch. You don't rip another rip. Shekol korei sheinu b'shachimim eino korei. Kara, because any kara which isn't at the moment of chimam, at the moment of this emotional pain, I guess, the intense emotional feeling is not considered a rip. So basically, if you switch clothing in the middle of shiva, that's it. You're done. You don't have to rip again. Okay, so there's a bunch of halachos, but then the Rambam says, Bamed varmamurim, all these halachos, b'shar hamesim, chutz me'avimo, except for avimo. Aval avimo, there's many differences. Korei aj megala es libo. First of all, you don't just rip a tefach, but you have to rip all the way down until you reveal the heart. And I believe that also means, yes. Umavdil svas habeged. You have to rip the border at the edge of the baguette down. Ve'eno korei bekli el biyado. You can't use a knife or whatever. You have to use your hand. Mi bachutz bifnei kalam. Outside, in front of everybody. Koreya as kala begadim shalav, and you have to rip all your garments. Okay, except for like your undershirt or whatever, your sweat garment, you don't have to. And if you change your clothing, chayv lekroa kol shiva, you have to rip that one. Okay, so a lot of different halachas here, right? There are a lot of different halachas. Basically, I mean, the rip is, you know, with your hand, all the way from the top of your baguette down to your heart, all the layers, in public. Right, various different differences. Okay. Another difference he brings up in Perek Tas. Okay. Which is in Tas Aleph. He says, Kol ha-kroim shekorei adam al shar krovav, sholel ha-ker al-achar shiva, umach al-achar shloshim. So I'm not sure exactly what these words mean, but basically you could repair it in like a temporary way after 7 days, and you could like a permanent repair after 30 days. Okay? But al-avi-imo sholel achar shloshim ein umach al-olam. But al-avi-imo, you could do a temporary repair after shloshim, and you could never ever, al-olam, do a permanent repair. Okay? So you never could do a permanent repair. Right? Okay. Fine. So then the Rambam says, Kedero shekorei adam al avivimo, just like you rip on your avivimo, this is in Bayes, test Bayes, kachu chayv likroa, and there are many other ones, al rabo shilim do Torah, and your rabbi taught you Torah, al nasi, al av bezdin, the al rov tzibor sheneherag, the al birkas Hashem, the al sefer Torah shenisraf, the al ara Yehuda, val Yushalayim, val Mikdash, right? So, right? So all these things he's saying are like of imo, kol elu akram korei ajim galas libo. All these reps are until you reveal your heart. Ve'eno machal olam. And you never repair them forever. Okay, fine. Okay, so he from this Rambam, you see this list that on all the different halachos, it sounds like he's saying is these other rips a mirror of the imo. So you have two systems basically with many differences between them of the imo. Has differences in the way in which you rip it and then in the permanence of the rip. And it seems like he's saying here that all the other rips, which I'm going to focus on the one for the Chorban, but really it's a bunch of different ones, they really seem to replicate Avivimo. Right? They seem to replicate Avivimo. Okay. Any questions so far? Okay, so I just want to read another Rambam in Hilchas Tainius where he says the same thing, basically. Okay, and in Hilchas Tainius where he says the same thing is where the Ravid argues. Okay, so it's in Tainius Hey Yudzayin. Okay, so this is where he introduces the halacha of ripping on the Mikdash, on the Chorban. And he says, Kol HaKrama Elu Kulam, all these reps, which is talking about all the ones on the Chorban. There are three. He says, Biyado is with his hand, which remember, hand is one of the differentials of Vimo. Hand as opposed to a knife. Ume Umar and standing. Oh, so standing is by all Kriyas. All Kriyas are always standing. I didn't read that halacha, but that's always. All Kriya, even by Rosh HaKriya, is always standing. V'koreya kol ksos she'alav ajigalas liba. And he has to rip all his garments until he means also the extent of the rip has to be so he reveals his heart. So not just the tefach, but he has to go all the way. So those basically are the halachas of Avivimo. Ve'eino ma'acha krom elolam. And he can never repair them forever. Okay? But he's allowed to do a temporary repair. Okay, fine. Okay, so basically you read the Rambam, you get the feeling that Avivimo is the same thing, Yerushalayim, and these things are all the same thing as Avivimo. One thing I think he doesn't say is the fact that you do these in public. I don't think he says that openly, that you do these in public, like Avivimo. I don't think. All the other things I think he says are the same, but I don't think he has the fact that you do them. Yeah, I'm not sure, but it doesn't seem so. The public thing is seemingly, we'll see how that is, but we'll get to it. Okay, so this is basically, That's what the Rambam says. So from the Rambam, the basic picture here from the Rambam is that you have these two classes of Kriya Avima versus Shakrovim, and Chorban basically resembles Avima. Okay, Ravid says like this. Ravid on in Tainus Hayyad Zayin. Kol akroma ilu bikulu kulam biyadum umar. Amar Avram. Lo nira came in a Gemara. It's a nice, very simple formula the Rambam is presenting, but maybe too simple. If you look at the Gemara, it doesn't sound that way. Shehare shanu b'tosefta lo hoshvu lo aviv l'imo ela l'ichiv l'var. So the Gemara says, because there's one brisa which says, Elu crunch ein masachin. These are the tears which are never ever repaired. Okay, and it has in that list, that's a Gemara on Moed Katan, I think it's Chaf, hold on, Chaf Vavam and Aleph. Elu crunch ein the top, ein shein masachin. These are the ribs which are not repaired. Karel of the Imo, Vel Rabo Shalom the Torah, Vel Nasi, Vel Bezdin, Vel Shmos Rose, Vel Berkas Hashem, Sevatos and Nisraf, Ara Yehuda, Vel Mikdash, Vel Yerushalayim. So basically, it has this entire list, and the Brisa equates them. But only the Brisa there is only talking about the halacha that you never repair them. Elu Crunch in Mesachin. It's not talking about any of the other criteria. Okay, so you might say, the Rambam says, okay, fine. But that just represents the entire class of halachos, of differentiations, differential of Avimo. And then Bryce is only saying one. But the Ravid says, no. It's not true, because there's another Gemara which the Rambam is conveniently leaving out, which the Ravid says, Moshe Shonu Tosefta, the Gemara in Chaf Beis Amud Beis, quotes the Tosefta, Lo Hushvu Lavil Imo El Ichi Bovar. Now it says that these things are only equated to avivimo, only vis-a-vis ichoy, l'ichoy bovar, which is the repairing it. Right? That's what the Gemara there says. Okay. Which is a problem. Which is a problem. So therefore, he says, Aval, now this is not the Gemara, but this is Ravid talking, Aval the Kli, Kala v'gadim sha'alav, Aji gala es liba, lo hushbo. But regarding Allah, you have to use a knife, you're allowed to use a knife, and whether you're allowed to use a knife, and whether you have to rip all the garments, and whether you have to reveal your heart, they're not equated. It doesn't say anywhere they're equated. Right? There's no equation. So the Rambam is taking liberties here, right? Taking the Brisa, which says that all these things are equal to Avimo vis-vi Ichoy, and extending that to all these other halachos, but the Gemara says the exact opposite of the Rambam. That no, it's Aloha Shva Elicha Bavad. Right? So it's a major problem. Major problem on the Rambam. I mean, it's an open Gemara. Okay, you guys with me? Okay. So then he brings down, he says his other funny line, Aval Shiikra Bachutz La'ine Ha'am, the fact that you have to rip in public in the eyes of people, Gam L'zeh Hushva Nasi Bavad. That one feature is extended to Nasi also. So they're only equated. The only equation of Imo is vis-a-vis Ichoy, that these are all permanent. And there's one other feature of Imo which is extended only to Nasi, which is that it has to be done in public. Presumably because they're like, it's the Avimo, you have to show kavod, and the Nasi also, it's like there's a kavod of the Nasi in the society, so you have to like show everybody, so, something like that. But it's only vis-a-vis Nasi. So where does the so let's have a look at this Gemara, because this Gemara is really the attack on the Rambam. So the Gemara says, it's on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. It says, Amar Chia Bar Avraham Yochanan, Akol HaMesim Kulan Mi Bifnim. All the Mesim are allowed to be inside. All the Imam Yochutz, all the Imam have to be outside in public. Amar Chista V'Chein LaNasi. And Nasi also has to be outside. So the Gemara asks, Meisve is a kasha from a braisa. The only thing that these other ripping are equated is vis-a-vis ichoy. Equated to avimos, vis-a-vis ichoy, the permanence. My lava fil nasi. Doesn't that mean even regarding nasi is only equated vis-a-vis ichoy and not vis-a-vis any of these other things, which is akasha, because Rechista's claiming that a nasi is like avimo, that it's in public. So Mor says, lo levar minasi. No, it means so besides for nasi. Nasi is also like avimo, and not only in ichoy, but in other things. Which I guess the Ravid is saying, that's only vis-a-vis the public. That's all they're really talking about, it's in public. But the Ravid is saying that regarding all the other halachos, nasi is the same as shakrov. But either way, from this Gemara, right, you see, right, that regarding all the other halachos, it's not equated. The only real equation between avimo and all of these other reps is vis-a-vis. So where does the Rambam get the fact that he basically seemingly is like going across the board? Right, this Gemara is openly contradicting him. Okay, that's basically the problem. I mean, the open problem that I'd like to end up addressing. But in doing so, I hopefully will be. Our goal will be to shed some light on these different kinds of kriya, and on the various components, the various halachos, and a lot of different details of these kriyas, and different people you're doing, or events you're doing kriya on. So hopefully in the mix, we'll be able to gain some insight into the various different components and types of kriya and whatever. Okay, any question before we go forward? Okay, so I want to begin. I mean, I don't want to really address that problem right now. I don't think we're ready to address Machlokas Ram Ravid. I think we have too many things to do before we're ready to address that. Like the question how the Rambam is going to explain the Gemara, although it's a powerful kasha, I don't think in general it's a good idea to just try to start off with that type of thing. We have to understand where they're coming from altogether. What's the machlokas between them? Right? What's the machlokas between them? So I just want to start. What's the one thing the Gemara says they're equal regarding? Let's just start with that. Because that we know that they are the same. Right? And that is the halacha of ichoy. The halacha that when you rip for other v'imo, the rip is permanent. You're never allowed to repair it. Rabat, by a shakro, then, at best, it's just until shloshim. Right? Just until shloshim. And that, all these other things, mikdash, the Shreifa of the Torah, Klai Yisrael being destroyed, Rov of Klai Yisrael being destroyed, all these other Birkas Hashem, Chorban, all these things have the same halacha, permanent, you can never repair them. So I just want to ask a very simple question, which is, how do you have a halacha that you can never repair it? Like, let's say I rip the garment, and I leave it for the entire year Beis Chodesh. And then, let's say 5 years later, I say, you know what, I want to repair it. Right? So now, what am I violating? I mean, I'm not an Avel anymore. Avelus is over. So, like, what asers me from repairing the thing? Like, I understand if you tell me, like, while I'm an Avel, like, by Sharkoven, means while you're mourning for Sharkoven, for Shloshim, you're not allowed to repair it. But once you're done, you're done. So Avelus is over. There's no Avelus. In fact, Chazal said you shouldn't mourn Yosem Medai. And when Avelus ends. So there's no perpetual mourning. You're not still an Avel. Right? So what exactly prohibits me? I understand also if when I rip it originally, like I plan on ripping it and repairing it right when Avelus ends, maybe you'll say that's like a temporary type of ripping, or I don't know, something like that's not right. But if I rip it, and then, like, what asers me from repairing it later, years later. Like, what am I violating? Am I retroactively not yotzei my kriya somehow? I mean, that's, it would be funny to say that somehow my mitzvah of velos or of kriya, which was years ago, somehow becomes undone through my kriya, through my fixing it. I mean, you could try to go something like that, but you have to explain it. Right, you guys follow my question? Okay, so here's where I open it up to you guys to try to... Okay, so that's a good first step. That the basic plain interpretation of the halacha is based upon the fact that in a certain sense, there's such a thing as like a permanent change in your life, a permanent loss, and there's such a thing as like a temporary loss, which you get over. So it seems like by Shai Krovim, you have the loss, you mourn, and you move on, and life goes on. But it seems like by Aviv Imo, there's like, you see there's halacha of kavod for Aviv Imo l'achrami, so always. So like, it could be there's an adin, is like, Aviv Imo doesn't, that's the expression of kavod, is that you're not mourning anymore, but the loss is really a permanent loss. And of course, these other things also, the Chorban and Sreifas HaTorah and Rov of Klai Yisrael is destroyed and all these other things, these are not just short-term temporary losses, but they're real permanent losses. So the effect of Avimo has to be this permanent one on you, on the personality, and that's why you never repair it. And all these other things are equal to that. But Shar Krovim, there is a mourning process, but then you move on. Like the Rambam says, a person shouldn't mourn, Yosef may die. Right? Because the Mezum and Agoshal Olam. And so, I hear that, but the question is halachically. That's a good step, but still, halachically, like, how do you formulate the thing such that, like, that you're in violation of what I do afterwards? You know? That's, I guess, what's really bothering me. Like, well, how do you express that? Well, halachically. Okay, so I'll say one way to answer the question, I think, is to say like this, is that let's say there's a truth that the loss of the email and all these other things is permanent, and the other loss is a shark of them is temporary. Now, how do you halachify that in terms of the kriya? Now, you want to set up a kriya. Kriya is like an objective expression. You pause from your loss for a moment and you do a maisa which expresses the loss. Now, you want to express that there's a temporary loss or you want to express that as a permanent loss? So, how do you express a permanent loss? How do you build that into the kriya itself? Like, how do you do that? Because there is a different kind of a loss. It is a permanent loss. But the kriya takes place at a moment, and you somehow want to telescope the future, the permanent, the eternal future, into that moment. So how do you accomplish that? How do you create a kriya to express a permanent loss when kriya exists in a moment? So maybe one way you could do that is by saying that there's a mitzvah of kriya which generates an iser of ichoy in the chafza. In other words, the iser of repairing it is what brings about the kiyam of permanence in the kriya. Like, along with the iser, it's a kriya she'ein mis'achem. It's like the chatzah now, the kriya renders the garment permanently too. It's shtayim. You've ripped it, you've destroyed, the garment is no longer. It's permanently altered. How is the garment permanently altered? Because there's an iser, and the chafza is an oser of repairing it. And that's what the iser is, what renders the fact that the iser falls into place is what renders it permanent. So now you can't then violate the iser, because the whole way it becomes permanent is because it sets up an iser. in the chavtza. You have to make it permanently too. How do you do that? By an answer of repairing it. So if I'm repairing it, I'm violating that din in the chavtza of too, which came about through the permanent rep. You guys with me? Sort of. I'm sort of saying that if you repair it, it undoes it. But not exactly. I'm saying is like the... It's like the way it creates a din of permanent is through setting up an Esser. So now you're beholden to that Esser. Like even if it doesn't like... Even if it doesn't now retroactively undermine the thing. Because like it still was a permanent rip because the rip brought with it an Esser of repairing it. But given that it brought with it an Isser, so now you can't violate the Isser, because there's a reality to the Isser. It's like if the Isser were never set up, then it wouldn't be permanent. So the permanence comes through setting up the Isser. So now I'm chayv to guard the Isser, because it's really an Isser. It's like the Isser, it's an Isser in the Chavtza to repair. Because the Chavtza became a permanently ripped Chavtza through the Isser. So I don't know that you have to say it's going to now retroactively cast light on the Kriya as much as to say that since it generated an Isser, you can't violate that Isser. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really want to be saying, I don't think that, like, the Kriya is hanging on what's going to happen forever, for eternity. Because it goes forever. I mean, you sell it to somebody else, you can't repair it. It's really in the chavtza. To tell him about it. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So that is the halacha of Ein Misachem. Now, the Gemara is saying that this din of permanence is not only of Imo, but of course it extends to all these things. Mikdash and Shreifas HaTorah, all these things, these are permanent losses. They're not like Minhag HaShel Olam and you just get over them. Misa is Minhag HaShel Olam. And you move on. But all these other things are not Minhag HaShel Olam. These things shouldn't happen. These things are because of a silik of Ashkacha and all that, but these things shouldn't happen. These are sad, permanent losses. And we have to mourn them. We don't get over these things. These are permanent. So that's how the Gemara is equating, saying that they're the same. But, now let's look at learn the other Gemara. The other Gemara is saying, but vis-a-vis those other halachos, that you have to rip with your hand. That you have to rip until you expose your heart. That you have to rip the edge of your baguette. That you have to rip in public. That all, you know, all these different things. Right, all the garments till you reveal your heart. Those are only by Avavimo. Not by Shar Krovim. Nor by these other halachas. Says the Ravid. Seemingly says the Gemara. So, apparently, those things are not a din in permanence, which they aren't. They have nothing to do with permanence. Permanence is what you're going to do with the baguette afterwards. But these are in the Maisa Kriya itself. So apparently, there's a Maisa Kriya of Avimo, and there's a Maisa Kriya of Shar Krovim, and all these other things that we're learning like the Ravid for now, like the Gemara. Such that you have all these features by Avimo and not by Shar Krovim. So what I'd like to understand is what is the difference between these two types of kriyas in a general sense? Could we unify these differences? Try to uncover what's the difference between these two types of Maisa Kriya. Forget the permanence aspect. The Kriya itself. What's that idea of ripping with your hand? Ripping Achigalas Libo, all your begadim, the edge of your beged, you know. not just the tefach. Right, and maybe when we understand that, maybe we'll be able to see why the argument is that they don't really make sense to apply to other things. They only buy avim, or not buy all these other things. What? Where is it? It's in Parachas Halacha Beis in Hilchas Eva. Ches Beis and Gimel. By the way, the Ramban also criticizes the Rambam for his position, same as the Raiva. But I'm not doing the Rambam yet, I'm just saying. What's the sense of the halacha of, like, you have to aji galas libo? What does that sound like? And biyad. Yeah, okay, good. So, by a regular krovin is just a maisa of kriya. You have to express that there's a loss, that you experienced a loss. So you rip, you do a maisa of tearing a tefach on your shirt. So you take your top shirt, you rip a tefach wherever you want, the edge, this, you take a knife, you make a cut, and good, yotzei. But by avi imo, it seems like there's more than that. It's not just yotze. You're doing an objective expression of a loss. But in a certain sense, like, your heart is broken. It's like an emotional... You have to express the fact that you're, like, broken. You take with your hands and you rip your garments and you keep ripping until your heart is exposed. You don't stop at one garment. You don't stop at a tefach. You don't, you know, you do it in like a full expressive manner. And you have to keep that state for the throughout the Avelis. So there's like, it's an expression. The tearing has to be like an expression of the emotional aspect of the loss. And that's presumably Din of Kavod. Because of Kavod Yavima. But by Shar Krovim, you don't have to do that. The rip is more just like an objective expression of the loss. It doesn't have to be like expressing your emotional loss and feeling towards the thing. It's like, oh, there's a person who died, who passed away, and I have to make an objective expression that there's a loss here. But I don't have to like reveal my heart and show my emotions and express the nature of the impact that it has on my emotions. So it's like a different kind of a kriya by Avima. Good? Now you could ask, well, what about by all these other things, by Mikdash and so on? Are those the emotional expressions of your emotional loss? Or are they a maisa kriya, which expresses the fact that the loss took place, or the expressions of your emotional attitude? So the Gemara says, argues the Raivir, lo hushvu l'avimo el lichei bovar. The Mikdash is like avimo in its permanence, but it's not, it's avelos yeshana, it's an old avelos. It doesn't have the emotional aspect of the loss. When I see the Makom HaMikdash, I'm not heartbroken such that I rip and rip and rip and express my heartfelt loss. I have to do an objective expression that this is a significant thing. But I don't have the aspects, the type of a rip, which is unique to Avi V'Imam, is not replicated by Mikdash and all these other things. Permanence, yes. But the emotional dimension, no. That's due to the loss. That's only Shayach to the Veilos Chadasha. So argues the Ravid, supported by the Gemara. The only thing which carries over to Nasi is the din of doing it in public. But that's not because of the emotional aspect of the loss. That's seemingly a din of Kavod. It's like you have to express the Kavod of the Nasi, so you do it in like a public. I would think something like that. But the idea of the emotional loss seems to be restricted to Avima. They're your parent, and you have to express that loss through the rep. It's like also Ashkenazim. It's like you don't ever stop. You keep ripping. You can't, like, you're not like consoled by ripping one time. It's like you keep ripping and you keep ripping it. You know, it's like it's ripping out of the, you know, expression of the loss. You don't measure a tefach and say yotze. You just keep going. And I keep that state, you know. So we're good for the Ravid, right? The problem now is, what's the Rambam holding? What's the Rambam holding? And we could just say the Rambam says no. And the other Kravim are also like, said these other things are also like Avimo. But the problem is the Gemara openly says not. So we have the problem of, like, you know, what's his Svara? We also have the problem is, how does he interpret the Gemara, which says, Lo Hushvu Ela Li'ichoy Bovad. Lo Hushvu Ela Li'ichoy Bovad. Right? So how could we possibly answer that question for the Rambam? Methodologically. How could we, without a svara, just in terms of like an approach, how could we explain how the Rambam's going to learn that Gemara? Drive his position with that Gemara, which seemingly is so blatantly against the Rambam's whole thing. Besides for just cutting it out. And where does the Rambam derive this halacha, that these things are all equivalent to Avivima? You know, in all these other respects. Okay, so I think just in terms of the pshat, when maybe you guys can help me out with the svara, but if you say that somehow the Rambam learns that when it says they're only equated vis-a-vis Ichoy, Ichoy is representative of a class of halachos. Ichoy doesn't mean only Ichoy. Ichoy Belvad means the group, the Ichoy group of halachos alone. It's only equated to Aviv and Imo vis-a-vis Ichoy and its accompanying halachos, as opposed to the halacha that has to be in public, bifnei ha'am. Because that's what the Gemara there is discussing. The Gemara is saying that avimah has to be in public. Shakrov and don't. Then it says, v'chein lanasi, nasi also has to be in public. So he says, what do you mean? But it says, only Ichoy and its halachos, not vis-a-vis public. The Gemara says, no, Nasi is an exception. Nasi is public. But if you learn that the Rambam holds that Ichoy Belvad doesn't mean ichoy alone, but it means the ichoy, the group of halachos which are associated to ichoy alone. And it's really only excluding the halacha of being in public. Then you'd be able to show how the Rambam could learn that Gemara. The problem is, the challenge is to show how is it that implicit in saying ichoy is these other halachos of, you know, Ajayalis Libo and Tafach, you know, and all those other things. You know, I'm just saying is just in terms of mechanics. If you want to work out how the Rambam could read the Gemara, it's a little bit of a little bit difficult in the Lashon, but if you could have a svara to show that implicit in ichoy is all these other halachos, and these other halachos are, so to speak, accidental, they come along for the ride of ichoy, so then you could explain how, you know, that's how the Rambam knows all these halachos, because it says that they're equated to avima vizav ichoy, and if you have ichoy, you also have all these other halachos, because they come together with it. You know, in which case, but whereas the Ravid would say, no, ichoy exists independent, ichoy doesn't do with these things. So if so, our question would be, could we understand the ichoy in a way which will naturally bring with it these other halachos? I mean, the way we've been understanding until now, it doesn't. Because ichoy meant permanent. What does permanent have anything to do with these other things? These other things are a totally different framework. The permanent is one thing, the emotional loss is another thing. But could we learn ichoy or these other things in some other way that they become united? So maybe the Rambam learns ichoy differently. See, we had a question, right? How could you have a halacha of ichoy? How could you say, I can't repair the thing in 5 years from now? Right? What's the problem? It's over. Avelis is over. So we answered, really, Ein Hachanami, it's over. But the only thing is, the way that you create a permanent rip is to generate an Isser in the Chafza. You're not allowed to rip the Chafza. Permanent. But maybe the Rambam doesn't buy that. He doesn't buy that. He doesn't. That's not how he'll answer that question. Okay? He says, how could it be that you have a halacha that you're not allowed to repair it forever? Right? Aye, the Avelis is over. Right? So, maybe he holds. Let me read you Rambam. the Rambam, which is you're probably familiar with, but the Rambam sets up in Tainius, there are a lot of halachos that Chazal set up as an expression of Chorban, avails for the Mikdash. That you can't build your house fully, and you have to leave a setting, and you have to, a woman can't fully bejewel herself. You know, and Chassan has to put ashes on his head, and they can't, right? Things like that. And he says, "Chol il advarim they lives kar Yerushalayim." All these things are remember Yerushalayim. Shnemar yemeshkach echushayim teshkach yemini tidbak l'shan ilchikin os kareichim las Yerushalayim l'roshem chasi. So there's an idea that the avelus of the Yerushalayim is really permanent, always. Like we say, I mean, the minhag at least is Amakum Nachum Shlem is Soch Shara Veil Tzim Yerushalayim. We're all mourning with Yerushalayim. We don't express it on a daily basis necessarily, but we're all, you know, latent mourners on the Mikdash. And like the mourning of the Mikdash may take a concrete expression at certain moments. Like when I do Kriya, when I see the Mikdash, the Makom Mikdash, it's a mechayiv me to express my mourning. But the mourning is really is a state of the Gavra, always. It's like, just like I can't forget, how to move my right hand never forgets, I never forget Mikdash. And the Avelis of the Mikdash is permanently part of the Gavra. So the Kriya, the Maisa Kriya, is at a moment. But that moment is expressing an underlying reality of the state of the Gavra. And if I would repair my tear 5 years later, I'd be undermining the Gavra of the tearing. The Gavra who tore it still exists. Yes, the Maisa Kriya no longer exists. It's over. But the Maisa Kriya is an expression of the state of the Gavra. The Gavra's attitude towards the loss. And that loss is a permanent loss. And therefore, the Gavra is a permanent Gavra. And you can never repair that loss, that rip. Repairing that rip says that the emotional, the state of the Gavra is going to be repaired. It says Tishka Chimini. Tidbak Lashoni Lachiki. You know? So, the Rambam argues, and similarly, it seems like he'll say by Avin Ima. And so I want to say the same thing. Is Avin Ima, a person never forgets Avin Ima. You never move on. Yes, the technical Avelis passes. But because of the din of like covered of Avimo, the Gavra who remembers Avimo and is still, Avimo is still part of his life through the institution of Kavod, is permanent. And therefore, if you repair the rip, the Gavra of the Kriya will be undermined. So the Kriya takes place at one moment in time, but the Gavra who did the ripping is maintained by Avimo. The loss is still present by Avimo and by all these other things throughout your life. So, if you guys with me? So if you say that, so then maybe you could explain that Ichoy is saying that the Kriya is an expression of the halacha of Icha is the Kriya is an expression of a loss, and the loss can't be repaired. Right? The nature of the loss is a permanent loss, and the Gavra, which the loss is expressing, the state of that Gavra, is a permanent state. So if that's the case, so then of course the nature of the rip has to be a rip which expresses your emotional state. It has to be a kriya which is achi gala es liba, because the whole halacha of ichoy is like a prat in the emotional state. That the emotional state of the gavra, which is expressed by the kriya, continues onward. But it only makes sense if the maisa kriya is the maisa kriya which expresses that emotional state. Otherwise, can you have ichoy? The whole halacha of ichoy is that that state of the gavra, which is expressed by kriya, never terminates but is maintained. And therefore, you can't repair the rip. So implicit in ichoy is that it had to be a kriya of the emotional state, because otherwise, how could you express the permanence of that emotional state if there was never an emotional state in the first place? So the Rambam learns that ichoy is showing you the extent of the emotional state. But of course, there has to be a kriya of that emotional kriya, by all these other things. Once the Gemara says that all these things are in Mesachim, it means all these things have the permanent expression of the emotional state, which means all these things have an emotional kriya, which means you have to do a biyad, and you have to do it achigales libo, all your begadim, the svasa begad, not just the tefah, all those things. It has to be. It's implicit with it, because otherwise the only thing it doesn't have to have is the din of kavod, the din of in public. That's the thing which is not. Doesn't necessarily follow. That's not necessarily your emotional state. That's just the question is the kriya an expression to the world, or could it be a private expression? So it's saying is by Avimo and by Nasi, you have to be showing the world, the social, the Avimo and the Anasi were people in society, and apparently you have to express the loss to the world. By Mikdash, you don't have to do that. There's no halacha like that. By all those other things, there's no halacha like that. It could be Bein Olav Bein Atzma. So, Lo Hushol of Ichay Bovad means that only vis-a-vis the emotional loss and the expression and the permanence of the loss. But the fact of Kavod, that's not the same. So it says, but Nasi. Nasi is an exception. Nasi is like Avimo in that regard. But the Rambam's learning, the halacha of Ichay is the way you could have a permanent halacha of ichoy is because ichoy is an expression, is the permanence of the state of the gavra. So therefore, obviously, the kriya is a kriya which expresses the lay of the gavra. As opposed to the Ravid, he says, no.
Ichor has nothing to do with the Gavra. The Gavra, that's history. There's no Gavra. The whole halacha of Ichor is because you want him to do a maisa of expressing a permanent loss, which comes about through the chafza, through creating a din that the beged is karua lolam. But it has nothing to do with the reason why I can't rip it 5 years later is not because the Gavra continues. There is no Gavra. This is the Kriya is an expression of the Gavra. It is because it has to be a maisa of expressing a permanent loss. So the ripping in Yerushalayim, according to the Ravid, is not the emotional expression. It's just an objective expression of the loss. And the nature of that loss is a permanent loss. So therefore I have to rip it in a permanent way. It means this or in the chafza to have a repair. But the emotional component of the Kriya, which exists by Avi Imo, does not exist in Shakri, in Chorban, and all these other things, according to the Rav. And that's only by Avelas Chadasha, not by Avelas Yishana. But the Rambam's learning is that, no, by all these other things, the part of the Kriya is the emotional effect. It has to be an emotional effect of these events, to the Chorban, and seeing that, and all that, and the Kriya, part of the expression in the Kriya is the Gabra's state, and his emotion. So based upon how they understand Ichoy, when the Gemara says Lahushwa El Ichoy Vavad, will naturally bring with it the other halachos. If you learn that the Ichoy is then the Gavra, it naturally brings with it all the other halachos. If you learn that Ichoy is then in the Chafza, then it doesn't have nothing to do with the permanent long destruction of the Chafza. Has nothing to do with all the other halachos. That's what the Rebbe says. The Gemara never says about other things. In fact, it's only Ichoy. You guys with me?